Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. Dear brother and sister, salam. So welcome, you're listening to Lantern, and today we have another interesting story. And the title of today's story is The Strange Act of the Envious Person. During the Caliphate of Hadi from the Abbasid dynasty, there lived in Baghdad a wealthy person who was righteous and beneficent. In his vicinity, there resided a person who was envious of his wealth. And no matter how much he tried to train the wealthy person's prestige and bring him into disrepute, he could not succeed. Finally, he decided to purchase a slave, train him, and then use him to implement his evil intention. One day, after a year had passed, he asked his slave, "How obedient are you to your master?" The slave replied, "If you ask me to hurl myself into the fire, I shall do so." The man was overjoyed to hear this. "My neighbor is rich and wealthy, and I bear animosity towards him. I want you to carry out my instructions. Tonight, both of us shall climb onto the roof of his house, where you will kill me so that he is accused of my murder and is put to death by the government as a punishment for killing me," he said to the slave. However much the slave insisted on not carrying out these instructions, it was no avail, and the man remained unyielding. At midnight, as per the orders of his envious master, the slave served his master's head on the top of the roof of the rich neighbor and hurried back to his bed. The next day, the death of the jealous person came to light, and Hadi Abbasi had the rich person arrested and subjected him to interrogation. He then summoned the slave and interrogated him too. This slave, observing that the rich person was totally innocent, divulged the incident of jealousy and the subsequent killing. Hearing the incident, the caliph lowered his head, reflected for a while, and then raised it again. "Although you have killed a person, you exhibited courage and saved an innocent person from accusation. Therefore, I shall set you free," the caliph said to the slave. In this matter, the harm of envy and jealousy rebounded upon the envious person himself.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً يا رب
شكراً يا رب
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا رب يا رحمن
شكراً يا رب شكراً يا رب
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكراً يا رب.
Now we'll listen to the continuation of this program Lantern and the important points of this nice story.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio Well, in Lantern what we do is to talk about different religious stories and try to shed light and explain some points that could be important for us to make use of them in our daily lives as Muslims Well, jealousy is one of the deep emotional forces that can silently poison the heart. Jealousy pulls the jealous person inward, isolating them from joy and satisfaction. While a non-jealous person can celebrate the success of others and feel gratitude for their own blessings, the jealous person is stuck in comparison, constantly yearning for what others have and unable to appreciate what they have been given. In narrations from Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, we are reminded that jealousy darkens the heart. Imam Ali alayhi as-salam said that jealousy destroys good deeds as fire destroys wood. Just as fire reduces wood to ash, jealousy consumes acts of worship, sincerity, and inner peace, leaving only bitterness behind. Jealousy also interrupts the believer's connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who envies others is often preoccupied with worldly outcomes rather than spiritual growth. Instead of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with gratitude and patience, they turn inward with resentment and competition. This internal struggle becomes a distraction from prayer, from reflection, and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, well, dear listeners, let's have a short recess and we will be back in no time.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. Well, in everyday life, we see the effects of jealousy in many forms, whether it is resentment toward a colleague's success, or discontent at a friend's recognition, or bitterness over someone else's blessings. The jealous person may outwardly appear calm, but inwardly they carry unrest, insecurity, and dissatisfaction. Jealousy also damages relationships. It breeds distrust, suspicion, and competition instead of support, cooperation, and compassion. A jealous person may undermine others, speak ill of them, or even attempt to belittle their accomplishments. Yet, in doing so, they hurt their own inner peace more than anyone else's reputation. This inward harm manifests in anxiety, a feeling of sleeplessness, distraction, and emotional turmoil. From the Shia teachings, we learn that jealousy can even lead to inner spiritual derangement. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam warned that when a person envies another, they make themselves vulnerable to spiritual harm. Envy closes the heart to mercy and it turns it into self-centered fear and guardedness. A heart that is riddled with jealousy becomes less receptive to divine guidance, less compassionate towards others, and more fixated on the self. The jealous person also deprives themselves of gratitude, which is one of the greatest sources of happiness that is granted to the believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Book of Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. And remember when your Lord proclaimed, if you are grateful, I will certainly increase you in bounty. And if you are ungrateful, truly my punishment is severe. Surah Al-Ibrahim, verse number 7. So gratitude draws more blessings. Jealousy repels them. A jealous heart is too busy longing for what others have to even remember the blessings it already possesses. Jealousy is also a barrier to inner peace. When a person constantly compares themselves to others, they lose the ability to be content. Their heart becomes a battlefield to unmet desires, shadowed by dissatisfaction and self-criticism. They view others' success as a threat instead of a sign of Allah's diverse wisdom in granting provisions. But there is hope. The opposite of jealousy is contentment. It is rida, state of heart that accepts whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed. Contentment brings tranquility. Jealousy brings anguish. A content person walks through life with peace, with appreciation, and the freedom to rejoice in others' success, knowing that Allah's wisdom is perfect and every blessing is measured with knowledge and mercy. Okay, well, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode has come to its end. I really hope that you have enjoyed listening to us, and until another episode of Lantern, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for your company. This is the end of this episode of Lantern. Until a new story, fi aman Allah.
Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub.